SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump today returns to the site where he survived an assassination attempt this summer. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The former president is set to hold a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, late this afternoon. It's the town where he was shot by a would-be assassin 2 days before the start of the Republican National Convention. Today's event will take place at the same property where a gunman's bullets grazed Trump's right ear, killed an attendee, and wounded several others. The Trump campaign says the former president will be joined by running mate J.D. Vance, SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and several Pennsylvania law enforcement officers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Senator Jim Talent says Donald Trump demonstrated during his first term in office he can help to keep foreign problems from spiraling out of control.
He got us out of the defense sequester, began rebuilding the American armed forces, understood that we needed a bigger Navy, and all of this tended towards peace.
Talent says reelecting Trump will help bring stability to the global stage. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The residents of storm-ravaged Asheville, North Carolina, enjoyed some comfort from a familiar community ritual last night. The Asheville Drum Circle had its first regular Friday night session since the storm blew in. Local resident Sarah Owens.
I followed the sound of the drum, and it is such a surprise, and it's so invigorating, and it just makes you feel like there's hope and there's life beyond all of this.
It's a well-known local musical tradition. This time, it returned in a sign of hopefulness a week after Helene battered the mountain town. U.S. stocks rallied after a surprisingly strong U.S. jobs report raised optimism about the economy. The S&P 500 climbed by 0.9% of its value on Friday. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some unusual thoughts about sex education.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has given overwhelming approval to the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transition is legal. The measure needs to pass two more readings in the Duma before being sent to the upper house and then on to President Vladimir Putin. It follows a series of other laws and rulings designed to curb the LGBT agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. The sun is acting up again, according to Keith Peters.
Solar storms may cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States this weekend. Forecasters are also monitoring for possible disruptions to power and communications. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle, making solar storms and northern lights more frequent. The sun shot out two strong flares earlier this week, including one Thursday that was the biggest since 2017. Faint auroras may be visible as far south as South Dakota, Iowa, and New York, but the storms could still intensify or weaken over the weekend. Keith Peters reporting.
Oil prices climbed this week as unrest in the Middle East escalated. Iran launched missiles at Israel, and the Israelis are threatening retaliation. That's raising the possibility of a disruption in the flow of oil coming from the region. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.